Marty, to start this week, we look ahead to this fall, and we have a municipal election in the city of Las Cruces, a number of council races, and also a mayoral race. And one of the city councilors has decided he is not going to continue on the council, but he hopes to become the next mayor, Greg Smith.
District 2. And he has been elected in District 2 twice now. And he, along Gina Ortega, announced a couple weeks ago that she was running in that race.
And we should say she owned the bakery on Valley that went out of business during the construction project. And that's one of the key issues that she mentions in her campaign. She also ran last time for mayor as well, one of three candidates then.
And the incumbent mayor has not announced whether he's going to
run again. Mayor Ken Miyagashima. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. So anyway, there's two in the field. And Greg Smith talks about he's complaining that Miyagashima is not a full-time mayor and such. Greg Smith thinks the city needs to be represented at more functions and just have a broader presence at a number of events. But he's also, he calls himself, he's an independent officially as a voter with a capital I. And he says that he recognizes that could be maybe a disadvantage in some respects, but he thinks that's very much an advantage in how he approaches separate issues, and he's not just a red or a blue guy. So that he talks about, for example, this recent brouhaha over the renaming of Motel Boulevard. To him, it was a monetary issue and not a cultural issue. And it really got voted down because eventually it was a cultural issue for a couple of councilors. And he's looking back. He says one of his proudest moments is his involvement in getting Plaza de las Cruces into reality. And he wants to see a closer relationship with Doña Ana County. He thinks the county and the city have kind of a dysfunctional relationship on many fronts now. So,
and for folks who are not familiar, we should say there is no primary in the municipal election because it is nonpartisan. You don't vote for folks by party. So,
and I believe that's almost that's a good thing. It should be nonpartisan.
All right. We continue with more from the city of Las Cruces and a report to the city council that violent crime is up.
Yes, there have been so far in 2019 six homicides and 11 more people have been shot and wounded or at least shot at compared to last year, 11 more this year compared to last year. This is the facts came out with Police Chief Patrick Gallagher and Fire Chief Eric Enriquez addressing the council and some others as well. And they're laying the blame at this on an increase in narcotics trade and indirectly, if you go back a little bit, with the more lax border security because of the border situation and the checkpoints that have been closed. And so narcotics traffic has been the root of this this increase in violence, the violence including aggravated assaults, robberies, and rapes. And also a lack of mental health facility and you know, they're both saying, both Gallagher and Enriquez saying a lot of mental health problems are treated as crimes and criminal, and it's criminalized, and they want to see a little bit more of separation.
Long time issue. Just about 30 seconds left in the arts. Painter Frank Peacock has a new show coming in August.
Yes, it's going to be at the Doña Ana Arts and Cultural Center, Calle de Mercado in Mesilla. and 1740 Calle de Mercado, and he has an Orchards of Doña Ana County series, and they're pretty mysterious looking and pretty abstract. It's pretty cool, actually. So we have a story on that and a number of photos of his paintings.
All right, those stories and a whole lot more in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Managing Editor Marty Racine. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.